Off the ball. Rugby.
Checkers, rock and roll. And for better or worse, the sport likes its entertainment now, and Michael Checker does that very well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Heimir Hallgrímsson signs a new contract on the day he named his squad for next week's huge World Cup playoff against the Czech Republic. We get the latest from Abbottstown with a return of a few old faces and a new one. Liverpool booked their spot on the last eight of the Champions League, and we look at tonight's action in the Europa League with Villa and Forest looking to secure a place in the quarterfinals. But first, Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson has signed a new contract which will keep him in the role until the end of the Euro 2028 campaign. It was confirmed by the man himself at his press conference for the squad announcement ahead of next week's World Cup playoff clash with the Czech Republic in Prague. Hallgrímsson said the decision was made to ensure full focus remains on the upcoming games and to secure the long-term future of the team.
Yes, yeah. So what we did this morning was I extended my contract until after the Euros. So I'm happy to be here. I like the project. I said I wanted to do that after the qualifications or after the tournament. But it was a big pressure from the association for me to sign before these playoff matches. And I said again, I don't want to be where I'm not wanted. So I really felt that I was wanted. So we decided to extend the contract until after the Euros.
Hallgrímsson named a 25-man squad for the playoff clash away to the Czech Republic in 7 days. Sammy Smodox, Alan Brown and Robbie Brady all return. Adam Eade has been passed fit. James Abankwa, Boston Lowell and goalkeeper Josh Keely are also in the squad, along with Seamus Coleman and John Egan. QPR midfielder Harvey Vale has been included for the first time after his FIFA clearance came through earlier this month. Hallgrímsson says he's been watching the former England under-19s captain for a while.
Talk to him over a year ago, and he expressed the desire to play for Ireland at that time. He was injured at that time, so we have been watching him since then, and I think it's a perfect time to bring him in to the squad now. We see him as a potentially future player for us. Good player, good person, hard-working guy, creator of chances, scoring goals.
And you'll be able to listen live on Off the Ball to that World Cup playoff between the Czech Republic and Ireland in Prague next Thursday. It'll be on News Talk and the Go Loud app.
The difference is from before, we are bringing in 25 players. Two reasons. One is that Liam Scales is suspended for our first leg, and he will be with us from start. And then we have some players coming back from injuries, and we want to be more safe than sorry having 25 players from day one. There are a few players there, yes, that have also few minutes of game time for many reasons. Seamus, Gio, Bossum, Aramida, Robbie Brady are the ones that haven't been playing much recently, but all of them are fit. At the moment, good numbers, they've been training good, so looking forward to meeting them all up.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot felt they put in one of their best displays of the season to reach the quarterfinals of the Champions League last night. Liverpool beat Galatasaray 4-0 at Anfield to advance 4-1 on aggregate. Goals from Dominic Szoboszlai, Hugo Ekitike, Ryan Gravenberch and Mohamed Salah made it a comfortable night for the six-time European champions.
We showed tonight that we can still perform at the level we were performing large parts of last season. So it gives us a lot of confidence that we have this performance, and we have to try to find the consistency. Although that's not going to be easy to copy that one more time.
That was Mohamed Salah's 50th Champions League goal. Harry Kane also reached that landmark last night. He's the first English player to score 50 in the competition. The England captain scored 2 in Bayern Munich's 4-1 win at home to Atalanta. They won the tie 10-2 on aggregate. Barcelona ended Newcastle's Champions League dreams with the last 16 demolition. 7-2 it finished at the Nou Camp. 8-3 overall. Newcastle had come from a goal down twice in the night thanks to 2 goals from Anthony Elanga. It was still 3-2 to Barca at half-time. Barca boss Hansi Flick says his side had some harsh words at half-time.
At half-time we said we have to control more the game. Play and push them like in a deep block, and then we try to make our game, and I think it works well in the second half, and we did it really great.
Eddie Howe says conceding the penalty at the end of the first half killed the game for his team.
I don't think psychologically you can say that we recovered from the moment at halftime. That's what it looked like to me. Because second half we certainly didn't have the same energy. And then when the game was effectively over, we didn't react well to that moment either. So it became a very, very difficult second half.
Tottenham picked up their first win under interim manager Igor Tudor, but it wasn't enough to stop them going out of the Champions League. They beat Atletico Madrid 3-2 in North London, but lost the tie 7-5 in aggregate.
Players, what was the key? They believed that we can pass. So they really believed that was a key. The performance in this moment where we are, no, it's very important that they happen, this kind of performance.
Richie Tell was on the football show at Owen Sheehan last night. There have been reports that some Spurs players might be too bothered if they get relegated. Tell says what he would do if he was in that dressing room.
I think I'd have him up by the throat. What about the reports that suggest that there are some players who aren't overly up for the fight? That there has been a report in The Athletic last week that said that some players have expressed to their teammates that they're not too concerned by the possibility of relegation because they believe they can and will leave the club this summer.
That's if any Spurs fan heard that, I think there'd be absolute uproar at the club. That's crazy. And for me, after being a professional footballer for so long, if I heard one of my teammates speaking like that, I think I'd have him up by the throat in the dressing room. Genuinely, because he might think that, like, you're probably looking at Christian Romero, who's Van Veen, these top elite players who Romero's gone and won the World Cup. Look, Van Veen is probably the quickest centre-half in the world at the moment, really good on the ball. I'm sure he'll have loads of suitors be lining up to take him. But then you have other lads there who actually want to be at Spurs and actually want to be successful there. And if you have some players talking like that, that's absolutely crazy. Like, it's disrespectful as well, not just to the club and to the manager, but to your fellow teammates. Like,
is it understandable?
I can't see it being understandable. Genuinely, for me, you have to have morals. You do, and to be going out and saying I don't really care what happens because I'll be out the door at the end of it. Look, I've been in clubs where you're like, I'm not enjoying it, but you need to knuckle down and be professional and get it.
It's Jenny and Bill with Simple Bath and Kitchen.
We know the world feels a little crazy sometimes, but your home, that should be your safe place.
A beautiful kitchen for your family, a bathroom that feels like your own private retreat.
At Simple Bath and Kitchen, we have a fine-tuned process that makes remodeling something that you can actually enjoy.
Because when everything outside is unpredictable,
your home should be exactly what you need it to be.
Visit us at simplebathandkitchen.com to regain your peace today.
We make it simple for you.
You can listen back to that in your OTB football podcast feed now. So that's the quarterfinal lineup set for the Champions League. Sporting will take on Arsenal. Real Madrid will play Bayern Munich. There's an all La Liga clash between Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. And for the second season in a row, Liverpool face the holders PSG. First legs are on the 7th and 8th of April. The second legs are a week later. All of them are 8 o'clock kickoffs. Manchester United boss Michael Carrick says he'd love for Harry Maguire, Luke Shaw and Kobe Mainoo to get recalled to the England squad. Thomas Tuchel hasn't picked any United players since he took over from Gareth Southgate at the start of last year. Tomorrow he'll make his final pre-World Cup selection for friendlies against Uruguay and Japan. Carrick is hoping his trio are in with a shout.
I'd love to see them pick for this one and obviously pick for the summer. And the way they're playing, I think they've put themselves right in the conversation and right in a picture and given themselves a chance, you know. So they're definitely playing well enough to warrant a place for sure. It's not my decision, so we'll have to wait and see.
Meanwhile, Gary Neville joined Colin Buick and Gerard Gilroy on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. And with so much talk of who'll be the next long-term manager of United, Neville says it's more than likely it'll be Carrick, given the fact that United are on course to qualify for the Champions League.
You give this guy the job full-time. Where do you sit in that this morning?
Yeah, I mean, look, to be fair, I was right, very clear before Michael got offered the job. At the time, it was Rude, Michael or Ollie. I said, look, whatever happens when this manager comes in, whoever they are, and all three of them are like, love to bits, got incredible amount of time for all three of them. When Michael got it, I was quite clear, Manchester United should still go and get the very best that they can in the world to take the club on in the next few years. I'm still of that opinion. However, it gets harder by the week when Michael, to be fair, is delivering the performances and results that he is. The reason I say that they should still pursue the best manager in the world is that the last four managers at United, Ole, Ralf Rangnick, Erik ten Hag and Ruben Amorim, have been what I would say potentially great managers rather than great managers. They have. They've not been at that top level. None of them have managed super clubs with the scrutiny at the level of United. And I just feel, I felt a few months ago, and I don't think we should come off track because of 8, 9, 10 results, that ultimately there should be a Luis Enrique, a Carlo Ancelotti, a Thomas Tuchel, people who've lived at that highest level with the highest level of pressure and scrutiny, who will attract the best players in the world to the club. Now, what I would say is the more that Michael does and the more the team play, it's getting more difficult to sort of keep that opinion. But for now, I would still keep that. If Manchester United can get an Enrique, an Ancelotti and a Tuchel, they should appoint that manager. If they can't, and they're going a layer below that, I still think then that Michael comes into play and maybe could get the job, because obviously there is a risk, a greater risk with managers at the sort of level down below the ones I've just mentioned.
Do you have any one outstanding candidate out of the three you mentioned there?
I would have said Tuchel originally because of his contract running out with England. And the World Cup coming to an end. But now he's obviously re-signed for England, which I think, to be fair, makes it very difficult for that to happen. I'm not saying it's impossible, but Manchester United need to have their manager in place so that they can go into a recruitment cycle knowing who it is. I think Enrique is one that ultimately has achieved unbelievable things at Paris Saint-Germain and obviously at Barcelona. He's not done England yet. Does he want to do what Pep's done, which is take on different sort of what would be countries and win leagues in different countries? So he would be an outstanding candidate. Ancelotti would be another. But I'm talking about now, for Michael not to get it, it would have to be one of these super managers, ultimately the elites.
And with Roy Keane's ever-growing influence on punditry and public life, Neville described how Keane has developed his media personality.
I think, to be honest, I always think if you put people in the right environment with the right people around them where they feel comfortable, you get to see the real them. And when there's obviously been these descriptions of Roy over the last 10, 15 years, I was in the dressing room with him for 10 years. And what Roy, to be fair, is, he's one of the best storytellers that you'll ever meet. So if you sit with Roy for an hour and a half, 2 hours, which, you know, I have the sort of pleasure of doing sort of regularly, he will tell stories from childhood, from going back home the previous week. You know, he's over in Ireland a lot. And he's a great storyteller. He's got a great sort of humour. And people always remember the sort of moments where maybe he snapped at something or he's got a little bit angry at a moment during his career. And they refer back to those moments, like the tunnel incident with Vieira and me. They'll refer back to these types of moments. But if you're in his company, you can get close to Roy and get to know him. He is very funny. He's compelling listening. And he's, I said before, a really good storyteller.
If you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Robbie Keane's Europa League journey with Ferencváros came crashing down yesterday. The Hungarian champions were beaten 4-0 away to Portuguese side Braga in the last 16. Ferencváros had gone into the second leg with a 2-0 advantage. Tonight, Aston Villa captain John McGinn says they're determined they won't be remembered as a maybe team. Villa are 1-0 up in Lille with the second leg of their last 16 tie at Villa Park. But Villa have won just 2 of their last 9 matches in all competitions. McGinn knows that has to improve tonight.
Difficult first leg. We've got an opportunity at home to either keep the result or win. We're going to try and win the game, try and score first. We know it's an important game, probably slightly more important because of our recent results. So the dressing room knows the magnitude of the game, but we're fully focused to get the job done.
Nottingham Forest boss Vitor Pereira says his side have to stay united ahead of a crucial week. They're in Denmark trying to overturn a 1-0 deficit against FC Midtjylland in their last 16 tie in the Europa League. Then Forest faced relegation rivals Tottenham in the Premier League on Sunday afternoon. Pereira admits they have to prioritise their fight for top flight survival.
We are in a moment that I must try to balance the team, try to compete in both competitions. I cannot forget the next game. And I believe that playing our level, to compete in the way that I want to compete, we need to be fresh mentally and physically.
Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Troy Parrott will be hoping to score some goals in the Czech capital 2 Thursdays in a row. His AZ Alkmaar side bring a 2-1 lead to Prague to take on Sparta in the last 16 of the Conference League. Parrott was included in Heimir Hallgrímsson's 25-man squad earlier on. Andrew Omobamideli wasn't. He'll be in European action. His Strasbourg side bring a 2-1 lead back to France to take on Rijeka of Croatia in the Conference League. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says his side have to hold their nerve if they want to reach a first European quarter-final. Palace are in Cyprus to face Larnaca. It's scoreless from the first leg last week. Oliver Glasner says the players have to be confident.
They're good football players. Yeah, they can score almost from nothing, like we've seen in the first game. And that's why we need also to have a good balance. And I think we are here with the confidence that we can score against them. And that's how we approach the game.
Southampton have moved into the Championship playoff places. They secured a 1-0 win over Norwich at St Mary's last night. Ireland midfielder Finn Azaz, also in the squad today, got the winning goal to move them above Wrexham in the table on goal difference. Chelsea followed up their Women's League Cup success with a 2-1 win over Brighton in the league last night. The win lifts them up to second in the WSL, 7 points behind leaders Manchester City. Manchester United's title hopes took a hit. They were held to a goalless draw against struggling West Ham. And FIFA officials will hold further talks on the escalating Middle East crisis, with uncertainty still hanging over whether Iran can play at this summer World Cup. American and Israeli airstrikes in the country have cast doubt on their participation, and Iran are scheduled to play all three games in the US. US President Donald Trump says he doesn't believe it's appropriate for Iran to take part for their own life and safety. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.